You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Subscribe to the podcast. Search BetQL Daily on the podcatcher of your choice, iTunes, Spotify, and radio.com. Follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. It's the least you can do. Leave us 5 stars on iTunes as well. On a daily basis, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the radio.com app. You can watch us radio.com/BetQL-Daily. Horvat hot last night. He went 9-2 overall. I think we did pretty good on the Lightning bets, Eli, gave us Oregon. Damn it, Eli.
He loves Oregon, man.
You know, Horvat, as we were breaking down the player props, O'Neal was the one that I gave out yesterday on Lightning bets, yeah. Which we hit 3 minutes and 42 seconds into the game. That's always great. Like in the NFL, you hit an over in the first half. That's just the best feeling ever.
It really is.
You have absolutely no sweat. But on the other hand, sometimes I love those sweats. That Sunday sweat with Max Homa, Tony Finau, and Burns. Like, I didn't move off the couch for like 3 straight hours. That's awesome too. But I got to say, as we went over the player props, I liked a lot of things, not a lot that I loved, even though we have 9 games on the card. There is one prop I really love, but like I said, not a lot. Why don't you start us off, NBA, college, wherever you want to go? What Lightning bets do you have written out for the people?
Yeah, I've been playing a high volume. I'm going to tone it down a little bit. You know, I was talking about that with JJ, I believe, on Friday. I had the house to myself this weekend. My wife was out of town. She took my son. So that's why I've been playing so many games, man. I'm sitting alone by myself. There's nothing else to do. So tonight I'm going to give out 3 only. I like 2 props, and I like 1 side. Julius Randle, the points. I'm going to stay away from the points tonight. Even the PRA I am going to stay away from. But I do like the rebounds. It's juiced. On points bet right now, over 11.5, minus 130 on the night. I like Julius Randle to pull down at least 12 rebounds. He's averaging 11 rebounds this season, up from 9.7 last year. He plays about 36 minutes per night, which is second in the league behind only James Harden. He's gone over 11.5 rebounds in 15 games this season and in 8 career games as a starter against Golden State, who's one of the worst rebounding teams in the league. I believe they're 30th. So I like Julius Randle over 11.5 boards tonight for my first play as far as a prop goes. And then I'm going to play I'm going to end up playing that other prop that I really like. I'm going to stay away from the Colin Sexton. That's just too many points, man. I don't want to play 2 points over his average. But I am going to go with the RJ Barrett. I got it at 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists against the Warriors as well tonight. He's been putting up the numbers. He had 28-5 in their meeting against New York on January 21st. Continues to beat this number every single night. So I'm going over on the rebounds for Julius Randle, 11.5, and over 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists for RJ Barrett in the same game. Does that scare you a little bit when you go with 2-player props in the same game, especially a game where you don't expect a whole lot of points, but I do expect the Knicks to win?
Why don't you just take the Knicks?
Scared off a little bit. I continue to take them. Eventually, they're going to let me down, and I don't want it to be tonight. Maybe I will end up taking the Knicks. Most likely not. And then my side, I am going to take the. I'm going to fade the Nets tonight. I hate to do it. I'm going to go with the Kings.
Okay, let's see where we are, because a couple hours ago that line was moving down and we were at 6.5. And
I got it at 7.5 last night. I would play it up until I'd play it up to 6, like I said earlier. So I'd go
still
Kings,
6.5.
Yeah, so I like the Kings 6.5, RJ Barrett over points, rebounds, and assists, and then Julius Randle over 11.5 boards. Those are my 3 plays for tonight.
Three plays. Okay. All NBA for Ryan Horvat. We know Eli is going to do college. Why don't I hit on my player, my bets for tonight. I'm also staying in the NBA. And I've talked myself into the Sixers, as we've been talking to some smart people today, like Mike Gallagher. More and more of it is lining up. We've got the rematch from just the other day when the Raptors took down the Sixers. Philly is favored by 1.5. I like that side for the Sixers. Lowry is questionable in this matchup. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia. Sacramento, Brooklyn, this total of 242. I am going over. It is a lofty number for good reason. Both of these teams have been hitting the overs in the 240s lately. Sacramento did it against Milwaukee. Sacramento, Brooklyn last week. These two teams did it. Brooklyn against Golden State. Brooklyn, was it the Lakers or Clippers? One of them too. About a week and a half ago as well. And they have the third and fourth best records in the NBA to the over for good reason. Both of them hitting in that 67 to 68% range. I'm going to bank on it continuing again, and we're going to see a lot of scoring between Brooklyn and Sacramento, so much that it's going to go over 242. So I'm going Philly minus 1.5, Sacramento, Brooklyn over 242. And man, they moved the Tobias Harris number on me during the show.
On the PRA?
The assists.
Or the points. The assists?
So I'm not sure that I want to give it out. It's gone from 3.5 up to 4.5 at plus money.
Man, I see him finishing with exactly 4. That's always how it goes, Joe. It's always how it goes. But I'll tell you, I do love Philly. I'm going to jump on that one with you tonight as well. I love Philly in this spot tonight, even though they do struggle on the road. But as far as the assists, I kind of like the PRA because I could see him scoring 20 points tonight, Tobias.
All right. I like Tobias tonight too. And the point is at 19.5, but I'm not going to give it out as a lightning bet. My third play, I'm going to make it a player prop. And it's interesting. You backed off Denver a little bit as the numbers gone down. But I'm going to go to someone on the Nuggets. How about point guard? Because point guards have torched the Blazers all season long. On a nightly basis to that position, Portland gives up 28, 8, and 8. So I think we're in a good spot here for Jamal Murray to go over 24.5. You're the PRA guy. What is that PRA number at?
Oh, the PRA, I have to check, Joe. I probably wouldn't touch the PRA because I think he looks to just score the basketball tonight. What did you get this number at? Because I'd play it anywhere. You said 24.5 or 25?
24.5.
24.5. I love that. So he scored 25 plus in 5 straight games, 30 plus in 3 straight games, going against a team that doesn't play any perimeter defense. Let me check the PRA. I love the points tonight.
Yeah, I'll stick with the points.
I'm going to join you on that, actually. I love the points. I think he puts up 30 tonight. And I kind of, to be quite honest, I kind of like Jokic over PRA tonight, too. Up like to his terms, he struggled a little bit. When you look at his numbers, I think he has a big bounce back game to get himself back in that MVP conversation. But I love Murray over 24.5 points tonight.
All right, cool. We're now Murray 24.5, Sacramento, Brooklyn over Philadelphia minus 1.5. Eli Herskovich, what is your lightning bet or actually bets? Based on the conversation that we had earlier in College Hoops.
Yeah, I like two. I like Georgia Tech getting the 3 at Virginia Tech. Market overvaluing Virginia Tech a little bit, all the way up to 3 from 1.5. Yellow Jackets playing pretty good basketball late too, and the guards to kind of match up against this Vitek team that wants to space the floor. And also Virginia Tech scores a lot from the free throw line. The second highest free throw rate, scoring rate from the free throw line in ACC play. Georgia Tech does not foul a lot, does not give a lot of points up to their opponents from the free throw line. So like Georgia Tech getting the 3 on the road at Vitek, also with Vitek coming off that 2.5-week COVID layoff. My other game is a little more intriguing now because West Virginia Baylor just got canceled, just got banged on Thursday, not because of COVID, but I guess the Big 12 didn't want to smash that many games in a week. I have no idea. But it wasn't Baylor dodging West Virginia just off 2 games with that COVID layoff of their own. But with all that being said, I still like TCU tonight getting the 7 against West Virginia. A little bit of an inflated line for TCU with a really good perimeter defense, a top 5 perimeter defense in Big 12 play. That's what West Virginia relies on is their 3-point shooting. And also, I think this is a little bit of a get-right game for TCU from 3 and a West Virginia perimeter defense that is slowly but surely starting to come back down to earth and then some. So like TCU getting the 7 against WVU.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to make it rain? 30 days, 30 games, $3 million in free bets given away to PointsBet customers by Paige Spiranek. Download the PointsBet app to find out more. So the game today is Texas. So if you bet at least $50 on the point spread between Texas and what we got, Kansas tonight? Yeah, Texas and Kansas. If you make a $50 wager, your side for every three they make, you get $3 in free bets. I've been stacking them up, Horvat. Stacking them up, getting ready for the MLB futures plays.
You have to. That's what I'm trying to do right now is build my bankroll for those futures plays, especially because, man, when you look at those win totals, there's so much that I like that I want to hit on. I think I talked myself into going under on the Dodgers. We could talk about that a little bit later on, but I said I would not go under on the Dodgers. I think I talked myself into it. That total is way too high, Joe.
It's only
four games.
It's under or nothing. That's the only play to make.
Right. You definitely aren't taking the over there.
No, there's no way I'm taking the over in that one. I don't mind that one at all. I don't think it's crazy. Like, okay, I win. They win 102 games. I win the bet. Right. And every time so far that we've had numbers that are that high, it's gone under the total.
Exactly. Hey, really quick, a side note, Joe. I pulled up that PRA for Jamal Murray, 34.5. Do you like that more than the points? Getting the rebounds and the assists. I think I'm sticking with the points.
I don't mind it. So just look at his rebounds and assists recently. Atlanta 4-4,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland 6-2, Washington 9-6, terrible defense, Boston 6-6. The number's about right. When you look at it, he's 8, 15, 12, 10, 10, 8, 7, 8. I'd go points. I'll stick with points.
Points is the way to go. Let's stick with points. Yeah. All right. I'm with you on that. Points. And then I back to Philadelphia too. I'm going money line on Philly. I'm not messing with the 1.5 or the 2. I'm going straight money line. I could see it being a 1-point game. I'm not going to screw myself on that one.
All right. Eli, did you notice that at the start of the Lightning Bets segment, he had 3 bets?
Yeah.
And,
easy.
And now at the end of the Lightning Bets segment, we're on 5.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. 5.
Are we 5?
Five.
How many we're going to get to 11 by 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to jump on UConn, too, just so you guys know. Especially if I could get it at 4. I love UConn tonight.
Are you doing a bit? Are you doing a bit or not?
No, man. There's a lot going on. It's the college basketball season. You got to play these games. God. Pretty soon, it's going to be baseball and golf, and that's it. So we might as well enjoy it while we can.
You're back tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back to talk about NBA, college basketball, everything going on. I definitely want to bring in some more Major League Baseball talk. People are starting to get their awards or their season bets in. Thank you, Eli, EP, Jake Hassan, and Dylan Burns. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. BetQL Daily on the radio.com app.